From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, May 22nd, 2026. Three of the five Democrats running for governor have formed an alliance of sorts heading into next month's ranked choice primary elections. Kevin Miller has more.
The three Democratic candidates, Shanna Bellows, Troy Jackson, and Hannah Pingree, announced on Friday that they would rank each other at the top of their ballots during the June 9th primary, and they urged their supporters to do the same. The trio have known each other for several decades. They either served alongside each other in the legislature or worked on issues together at the statehouse. An independent poll released this week by Portland-based Pan-Atlantic Research showed former Maine CDC director Nirav Shah leading the Democratic field, followed by Angus King III. But with less than 3 weeks before the primary, it appears highly likely that the contest will be decided by a ranked choice runoff. Candidates are actively campaigning to be voters' first choice, but if not, to be ranked number two or three on their ballots. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Investigators say they have sifted through hundreds of cubic yards of sawdust and debris at the site of last week's deadly blast at Robbins Lumber in Searsmont. And at a funeral today in Morrill, community members mourned Andrew Cross, the volunteer firefighter who was killed. Governor Janet Mills ordered flags to be lowered statewide from sunrise to sunset to honor the 27-year-old first responder.
To Andrew's family, friends, and colleagues, know that we will be by your side through this sudden and devastating loss.
Others injured in the blast remain hospitalized in Portland and Boston. The investigation into what caused the blaze is ongoing. A national free speech advocacy group is suing Immigration and Customs Enforcement over threats from officials and agents to collect information about protesters, including in Maine. The lawsuit, brought by a group called Freedom for Individual Rights and Expression, says ICE agents in Portland told an observer her information would be entered into a database and that she would be considered a domestic terrorist. Legal fellow Jacob Gaba says the threats could have a chilling effect, regardless of whether such databases even exist.
You know, if people think that protesting or filming law enforcement may put them in a secret database, many will stay silent.
In a separate legal case stemming from the same events, a government lawyer told a federal judge in Maine that agents had violated Department of Homeland Security policy by threatening to put observers' information into a database. Drought continues to ease in Maine after last week's rain. About 73% of the state is experiencing abnormally dry conditions or moderate to severe drought. That's according to the latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor. The Midcoast has escaped moderate drought conditions and is now considered abnormally dry. Conditions have also improved in Androscoggin and Cumberland counties. Only southernmost York County is in severe drought. And the Maine Turnpike Authority expects 1 million vehicles to use the highway this weekend, with northbound traffic volumes surging tonight into tomorrow. But a Turnpike spokesperson says Memorial Day traffic tends to lag behind Labor Day and 4th of July. It's graduation season, and colleges across the state are celebrating the achievements of those who must now be tested in the working world. And this year, graduates are facing some major uncertainties, including a confusing economy and the looming changes brought about by artificial intelligence. Maddie Smith spoke with some recent graduates of Southern Maine Community College about how they see the road ahead.
It's just a few hours before Cameron Duby will take the stage at the Cross Insurance Arena to receive 2 degrees and give a speech. And she's excited about her moment in the spotlight.
I just started to get suited up with all my medals and cords and everything, walked in, and I've just been saying hi and thank yous to all the people that have meant a lot to me throughout the year, and I'm excited to have them watch me graduate.
Duby is the Southern Maine Community College Student of the Year and is graduating with degrees in hospitality management and business administration. And she's transferring to the University of Southern Maine to pursue a degree in accounting. She says there is a lot of pressure on graduates to have it all figured out.
And I think the best thing we can do right now is look for stable jobs to try to ensure that we have that next step going forward after graduation. But I do think it really doesn't help with people wanting to pursue their passions and wanting to do something they love.
Duby isn't the only emerging graduate to feel that kind of pressure.
We have all these college graduates coming out of school and they want to stay here, but they're feeling lost. They're like, do I go to grad school to kill more time? Do I just need to get like a waitressing job? Like, I mean, people are feeling like they're nervous and they're frustrated.
Katie Shorey worked for the nonprofit Live and Work in Maine, which, as the name implies, encourages graduates to build their careers here. She says it's kind of an uncertain time for entry-level hiring.
I would not say there's a hiring boom, if you will. That unemployment rate has stayed where it's at. And I think companies, employers are cautious. They don't know what's happening with the economy. Prices are skyrocketing. The cost of healthcare is insane. So they have to measure all those costs and they can't necessarily invest in a new workforce.
But despite the uncertainty, unemployment rates in Maine have remained low for quite a while, says Mark McInerney at the Maine Department of Labor.
That speaks to a labor market that overall is relatively competitive, relatively challenging for employers to, you know, recruit and find talented folks.
And while unemployment rates for Mainers aged 20 to 24 are slightly higher than for the rest of the workforce, they're still lower than the national average. Yet that doesn't seem to allay a sense of uncertainty.
Students are concerned with the changes that are taking place.
Ashley Bigda is the Director of Career Readiness and Workforce Development with the University of New England. She says student concerns have less to do with what's actually happening in the job market and more about the pressure to make the right first move out of college.
And I always tell them, make a move, just any move, given the information and the knowledge that you have at hand right now. That's the best thing that you can do. Probably the worst thing is to not do anything at all.
As she prepares to kick off the 2026 commencement ceremony, Kristen Miller, president of Southern Maine Community College, says that regardless of what's going on in the world, graduation can be scary.
You're taking that leap out into the world of something that you've been spending 2-3 years studying and perfecting, and they're excited. They're ready to fly, and which makes me excited. It makes me feel like we've prepped them well.
Student of the Year Cameron Duby offered her classmates her own message as she addressed them from the stage.
And even now, if you're still experiencing uncertainty about where you will go, that is the beautiful thing about uncertainty. There are so many possibilities that exist in the what if. What if we all end up exactly where we need to be?
Based on a recent survey, the National Association of Colleges and Employers predicts a 5.6% increase in the number of entry-level positions available in the coming year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.